Good morning. This is a waived parole hearing for Clarence Dixon, AC number 38977. Mr. Dixon is being heard today for a 412B, which is a parole to a consecutive sentence, absolute discharge. He became eligible for these on January 5th, 2011. And he has waived his right to be present at this hearing. Mr. Dixon is currently 63 years old. He's serving 25 years to life for the crime of sexual assault. And he has a consecutive array, I believe it's nine, maybe wrong, maybe eight, consecutive life sentences after this life sentence would be completed. The crime occurred on June 10, 1985, when he was approximately 29 years old. He was convicted by jury trial and sentenced on January 6, 1986. He did appeal, and the conviction was upheld, and that was completed on March 19, 1987. Mr. Dixon had a criminal history that included, beginning in 1977, a commercial sex, at minimum it was an arrest, it may have even been a conviction, our record's a little sketchy, has an aggravated assault for which he received 4 to 5 years in prison, an aggravated assault and burglary for which he received 14 to 15 years in prison, and then the incident offenses. In addition to that, there was a possible other assault of an NAU student that occurred in April 1984, but there's no indication that he was ever charged or prosecuted. He was just a suspect in that, I believe. Mr. Dixon has prison discipline history that includes 8 major violations. His most recent discipline was May 14th of 2018, and that was for a department rule violation. That was resolved informally. The prior discipline before that was way back in 2001, and that was for disobeying an order, and that was a minor. This is his, I believe, 13th hearing before the board, with previous requests for, I guess, eligibility for parole being denied. We have several letters from victims, family or representatives, and we have a victim representative here to testify today. And we also have a letter of opposition, of strong opposition, from the county attorney, the Coconino County attorney, dated August 27, 2018, and we have a Coconino County attorney representative on the telephone as well, who will be testifying. The crime involved an assault of a woman who, an NAU student who was out jogging near the NAU campus, and Mr. Dixon brutally raped and assaulted her. She was able to get away, and he committed this crime while he was on probation. Or some sort of supervision, community supervision, whether probation or parole is not clear. He has completed some programming in prison, including substance abuse classes, cultural diversity, parenting, life skills, and a program called Cage Your Rage, which is about anger management. He did not express any release plans because he has the consecutive sentences, so that he wouldn't be eligible for any sort of release. At this time, I have no other summary type information to present, so I would like to ask our victim representative if you'd like to come forward and just come up to that microphone. Thank you for coming today and getting through the gauntlet here, which we have had to deal with today. Is that green light on the microphone? Okay, good, thank you. So if you could just please state your name and tell us what anything you'd like to tell the board. Thank you, Beth, for coming.
And thank you to the board for allowing me to speak
today. Absolutely.
My name is Leslie Bowden James. my interest in this matter, I'm the sister of my sister Dina Lynn Bowden was murdered by this defendant on January 8, 1978. He was convicted and sentenced to death on January 24th, 2008. So I wanted to give you, you have my letter. In the past, my dad had written in letters. My dad passed in February, so I'm the only one left in Eden's family. But I wanted to give you a little bit of a perspective on this case that you're talking about today. And I appreciate you running down kind of the history because I've read, at least I believe I've read every piece of documentation associated with this offender. I always like to think of things by numbers. And so if I were to look at the numbers here, my sister was murdered 40 years ago. I attended every pretrial hearing for 5 years and got to see this defendant during 39 of those hearings. We went to trial in 2007, but prior to that, the survivor victim in this case, Andrea, I had the honor of meeting her. With the 404C rule, her case and all of that information was evidence in our case. So I had the opportunity to meet her. I also had the opportunity to see this defendant exercise his right to cross-examine her. And that was, he showed absolutely no remorse to that victim. You know, it's all public record, but basically, he approached her and said, "Well, Andrea, it's been 20 years. I'm going to just list the names, no last names. Christina, Dina, Joan, Tina, Regina, Judy, Andrea, Bonnie, Donna, Marcia, Julie, Deborah, and his sister. Those are all women, some not alive anymore, that this defendant brutalized. And when you think about, you commented about his behavior in prison, my speculation is you don't see any disciplinary issues from 2001 until your most recent, because he chose to stay in county following his indictment in my sister's case in 2002. Until he was sentenced to the death penalty. There are some disciplinary cases from county. You guys may or may not have access to that too. Anyway, I've seen him. It's been 10 years since I've seen this defendant, but never ever have I seen one scintilla of any remorse. Not even to the victim that is the subject of this hearing today. So I thank you for the opportunity, and if you have any questions for me, I would be glad to answer them. Any questions?
Did you say that he was also a suspect in a homicide, a murder?
He's convicted and sentenced to death of murdering my sister.
Okay.
And the murder was January 7th of 1978.
Okay.
That September, there were five rapes in between. That September, he was convicted of aggravated assault and was incarcerated for 7 years. Got out, went to Flagstaff in March of 1985, and raped Andrea in June of 1985.
Thank you. I was trying to get that chronological.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit hard to understand.
Yeah, it's not real clear.
So
yeah.
I'm glad it's clear because that really clears it up for us. So.
The use of DNA.
Right.
Yes, three DNA matches in our case. He was pro per, so he had the ability to cross-examine my mother, my father, my sister's boyfriend who found her, and we were in trial just about 3 months over the holidays during the 30th anniversary. So,
yeah.
so.
That must have been very difficult.
Yeah. You know, it was. You think you have an opinion about what happened, because 4 years ago, the media wasn't what it was, and you aren't given all information. And yet then, you know, 30 years later, you see her clothing, and you see the evidence. And,
yeah.
So I'm here speaking for Andrea, her case. As I said, I had the honor of meeting her, and I asked her, she lived out of state during our trial process, 404C, and I asked her, why were you willing to do this? You didn't have to come down and do this. You didn't have to come see him after 20 years. And she said, I'm doing it for Dina, and I'm doing it for you guys. So I'm here, and I'll keep being here as long as I need to for her and for all these other women.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you so much. I'd also like to, seeing no one else in the room, other than, did you have a letter to read, or?
No, just on the phone.
Just, and what, then we have. And then, Ms. Kruger?
Yes, Judge.
Did you wish to, to add anything?
You know, just briefly, there really isn't much to add to what Leslie said. I think she really summarizes everything.
Okay. Could you just please start by, just state your name, I'm sorry, just for the
record. Sure, no problem. My name is Stacy Krieger. Last name is spelled K-R-U-E-G-E-R. And I'm with Coconino County Attorney's Office, who was the agency that prosecuted this case.
Okay.
And I did submit a letter, and I just want to echo what Leslie said. We strongly oppose any consideration of parole. There's no question from Mr. Dixon's history that he is a substantial risk to the safety of our community, and the state believes that he continues to be a risk to the community, given his history, the fact that he continued to commit crimes, serious, horrific crimes, even after being punished for earlier crimes. When he was released, he continued to commit serious, alarming crimes, and the state believes that there is, it's simply too great of a risk to ever consider paroling this particular offender. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, given that, I believe any other input from full board members that, for the record? All right, then I'm gonna make a motion that we deny 412B parole to the consecutive sentence, one of the consecutive sentences, and deny absolute discharge. And based on the date of this particular crime, which is 1985, I would request a 1 year set off.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so denied, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. And with the 1 year set off, Mr. Dixon will be certified in approximately a year to have another hearing. The reasons for denial, I'm going to go check what I'm denying here, denying 12B and 411. Reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, lost human life in one of the convictions, not this particular one. Serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims, victim harassment, violated previous probation and parole, history of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history, repeat offender, recent disciplinary infractions. Based on what Ms. I think that we could say, based on what Ms. James said about the discipline that was incurred in the county, I'm going to check poor institutional behavior. I'm going to go ahead and check that one. History of assaultive behavior, poor no release plan, that's kind of NA, but, and no, we have no letters of support, no family community support system. And unless board members can think of any other things to add to that, I will go with those. And this will conclude the hearing for Mr. Dixon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Krieger. I pronounce it wrong. And thank you.
That's okay. Thanks so much for allowing me to appear by phone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With me.